Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to the Morning by Morning podcast. I'm so grateful that you decided to listen to another episode, or if you're new, that you decided to check out my podcast. Basically, an overview is that it is a podcast about life advice, relationships, faith-related topics, and my favorite times are when I get to have a guest on my episode that I get to talk with. But unfortunately, today is not one of those days. So if you're wanting to hear a guest episode, just scroll on back. But today I'm going to do a few updates. So if you are new or if you just haven't heard the most recent episodes, one of my goals for this year, actually my main goal, like I came up with one main goal and then I had a couple smaller things, but is that I wanted to make sure to prioritize spending some sort of time outside every single day. And I knew that depending on weather and scheduling and all that stuff, sometimes it would not be very significant at all. But I wanted to give an update on that because by the time this comes out, it is the end of January. And so that means basically 1 month, as long as I don't mess up the next couple of days of doing this goal. So far, as I'm recording this, it's January 28th. I have done something outside every single day, some, you know, better activities or for longer periods of time than others. But I'm really proud of that. I feel like when I explained the goal, I said, you know, sometimes if it's terrible weather, that might just mean like standing outside to look at the stars for a second or saying a prayer or just breathing fresh air. And that has happened a couple of times, but I thought I would just kind of go through my notes. I will obviously not read to you every single day what I did, but I want to find like the most unique thing I did and then like the most lame thing that I did because it's winter. Like I'm not that ambitious about January, honestly, probably February. Like we've had a couple of pretty warm days that have been so nice and we have seen the sun on and off recently, but the temperature just does not allow for like a nice relaxing experience outside most of the time. But I will say I have no regrets about making this goal. Even when it's been disgusting out, I know I've been benefiting from making sure that I at least do something outside every day, especially now I work at a desk job. And so typically, at least right now in the winter, my outside time when I get to is walking, and I just most certainly need more steps in my life. So I've been enjoying that. So I'm going to share with you kind of the best outdoor experience and the lamest real quick. So I'll start off by saying most of the time what I have done is gone on a walk either around my neighborhood. I went to the park or honestly, yeah, just around my neighborhood mostly because that's easiest. And sometimes I'll just like get a quick walk in during my lunch break because since it's winter, by the time I get home, most of the time it is dark. So, and I did go before work a couple of times, but that's like ambitious. That's like I'm on top of my, you know, I get up, I don't hit snooze, I'm not lollygagging around in the morning getting ready. So, all right, let's see what we have here. Let's start with maybe the less exciting things and then go into some better ones. So, less exciting is like super short walk, like when you know, the weather's not nice or it's freezing cold or I just don't have a lot of time. The lamest thing I've probably done so far is literally pace my backyard when it's already dark and just do a few laps around my yard, which I probably look like a crazy person when I do that because I'm like bundled up, head down because it's so cold. Like at that point, you're like, is it even worth it? Is this benefiting me? But I'm like, I'm at least getting some movement in and some fresh air, even if it's cold, fresh air. So that's probably the lamest thing. It's just laps around my yard in the dark. That's maybe happened like twice, maybe also twice. I've just taken time to like stand outside, breathe in the fresh air, maybe lasted like 3 to 5 minutes and just done some praying, or one of these I was chatting with some people. So those are kind of the most, I guess you could say, like boring or, you know, just getting outside to get outside, desperate types of times. Not things that you're like, wow, I just enjoyed that and that was great. But I will say my times that I thought were better are when I've been able to have longer walks with my husband. That's my favorite when I'm like walking with someone. I have incorporated a lot of prayer during these times, which is nice. And then I did eat lunch on my porch one day in the sun, because that was a day it was like, it was chilly, but it wasn't freezing. And I got to actually enjoy the sun on my skin as well, which is, you know, I do not take that for granted when it's January. Okay, yeah, that's literally it. I thought that I maybe had something more creative in there, but no. Long walks and eating outside. I did eat outside twice this month. I had written down a different time as well when it was like somewhat warmer and I could enjoy the sun. So eating outside twice, long walks by myself or with my husband have been the highlights or the best ones so far. And pacing my yard in the dark with my little like clompy snow boots is the lows. But I will say, even just from those times and about making it about a month in, I have enjoyed more prayer time during those moments. I also have realized that in the past, I would have let snow or, you know, just freezing cold prevent me from being outside. And I have, again, most of the time, besides maybe the walking around the yard in the dark, I have not regretted it. And I didn't even regret it then, but I'm saying like every time I have still felt better after going outside, even if I was literally just like, you know, picking up sticks in my yard or eating outside or whatever. I have felt better when in the past I would have let that type of weather keep me from going out. So anyways, I would say that has been a win so far and I've been enjoying that. I very much look forward to what opportunities I will have when it's actually nice out and when I can actually enjoy longer amounts of time outside and more of like a variety of activities than just going on a walk. So that is the update on that. And then today, I just wanted to share a few encouraging things that I've heard recently that have been on my mind recently, or things that just might help you have a fresh perspective, especially in the winter. Like it's just, it's real. When it's getting dark so early, when it's so cold outside, it is real that our mood is just very affected by that. And I feel like once I'm in for the night, I'm like, it's dark out there. I immediately want to come home and put on comfy clothes and I want to like make dinner. Oh, that's a whole other story I'll tell you in a second, which probably no one cares, but too bad. Make dinner and then like watch just a happy feel good show or read a book. Like that's what I want to do in the evenings. And yeah, it's just, it's not very inspiring to go out and live. So not that that's not living, it's just not overly exciting. So quick story about how I said I just want to come home and make dinner. Our refrigerator that we've literally owned, we bought it new maybe 4 months ago, if that, and it is broken. It's been broken for a couple weeks. I know that's like a small problem in the grand scheme of things, but we have not been cooking very much recently because we can't then store our food and we can't like keep fresh produce and eggs and meat on hand because there, we can't keep it in the fridge. It's not, it literally is not functioning. It's not running. So, the company in theory is going to take care of it that we bought it from, but that has been quite an interesting turn of events because thankfully it is cold outside. So depending on the weather, there have been some times that we've been able to, you know, keep leftovers in a cooler outside because outside is like as cold or colder than the refrigerator, but we actually are getting a little bit of higher temperatures today. So I'm kind of worried about buying things that we want to be able to keep. So, you know, a couple of times we have made sure to still cook, but then it's like, okay, we literally have to either throw the leftovers away or put them in a cooler and hope it stays cold enough. It's just been kind of an interesting experience, mostly because now I'm like, okay, this is so expensive to be picking up food and also not that healthy, although I've been more conscious about choosing more healthy options whenever I'm eating out more because I'm like, okay, this is not just like a treat yourself eating out. It's like this is going to be every meal for a bit. I was able to make breakfast at home quite a bit, so that was good. But anyways, unfortunately, it seems like that is still going to be the case for kind of a while. And so yeah, that's just kind of an added challenge for our budget and food. So anyways, like I said, you probably don't care, but that's just kind of an update as I'm talking about like being outside and being active. I'm like, okay, also I'm not having the most balanced diet currently. So we'll just call that our confession time. So hopefully that can get resolved very soon. And we'll see what happens. And this was from the Living Easy podcast. I was listening to the Living Easy podcast. It was episode number 114. I am so sorry, but I do not know how to say the name of the host. It looks like Lindsay Maestas. I don't know if that's true. So sorry if you know the real pronunciation, but her name's Lindsay. She was interviewing Dave Hollis. If you don't know, I mean, I kind of followed this story for a short time. I have not been at all recently, but I did end up listening to this episode. So Dave Hollis was married to Rachel Hollis and they had a podcast together. They were authors and, you know, all of that stuff. And in this episode, Lindsay was actually interviewing Dave about life after divorce. So anyway, I just kind of wanted to listen to that because they are both people who share about their faith and all of that. And so I thought that topic would be interesting coming from that perspective. But I did want to share a quote. This has nothing to do with divorce, but that I heard in this podcast that just kind of made me think and that I wanted to share because we've talked recently on here about just time off of your phone, trying not to spend as much time on social media, not just scrolling. I talked about that with Olivia in our Winter Favorites episode. I had a whole episode with Rachel where she talked about just like finding quiet moments and pause and unplugging and all of that stuff too. I can link those episodes if you're interested. But basically, I'm just saying that's kind of like a theme that has been coming up recently and that I've heard from people online, from like books, from conversations, just people bringing it up as it comes to them. And also just me realizing things about my own habits and how I'm spending my time. This quote kind of goes along with that. So Lindsay said in her podcast that she has heard this quote. She said, people used to always say on their deathbed that their greatest regret is wishing they had spent more time with their family and less time at work. However, she predicts that now people will be saying on their deathbed they wish they spent less time on their phones and more time with the people in front of them. And I just thought that was very powerful. And maybe that's not true currently. Like, I think if you think about the older generations and people that are living really long lives, like, they're not people who did spend a lot of time on their phones. But she's saying, like, that's, and I should say too, I did not quote her word for word. I'll also link her episode with Dave, but basically saying, think about now what you're doing with most of your time, how you're spending it, and will you one day think to yourself, like, wow, I wasted a lot of time on whatever social media you waste a lot of time on, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. For me, I like to watch YouTube videos, just stuff like that where it's like, okay, did I actually live my life in a way that prioritized the things that are actually important to me, or did I literally spend hours scrolling and watching things about people I don't even know when I had people right in front of me that I could have been doing life with, I could have been learning more about and talking with and enjoying different activities with them and growing our relationship. So I don't know. I would just keep that in mind. I thought that quote was really good, just kind of trying to give yourself perspective now and not waiting until way down the line in your life, looking back like, oh, I wish I would have made these changes. I wish I wouldn't have done that. And I know Olivia mentioned too, she was saying like sometimes she thinks about like, oh, when I have kids, I don't want them to see me just on my phone all the time and that we don't want to wait. I mean, if you're already a parent, then you've probably already thought about that. But like, you don't want to wait until you have kids to make those changes. It's like, that's probably a gradual process of you learning. And so I don't know. I just feel like I've been trying to be more intentional about when I am on my phone, on my laptop, like not just staring at it when I'm with someone I love, but if I have some alone time and I want to relax that way, like making an intentional choice, like here's what I want to do right now. Like the other day I came home and my husband wasn't home yet. And there was a YouTube video that popped up. One of my favorite YouTube creators is Celeste Rayanne. And she just has very wholesome videos about being a wife, being a mom. She talks about her faith. She does a lot of like DIY and thrifting videos. And it's just like a very calming mood and atmosphere of her videos. And so I've just always liked her stuff since I found it. And so the other day she had a new video that had come up. I had just come home from work. I was tired. My husband wasn't home yet. I was like, you know what? I would like to sit down and watch this video. And it felt so nice to like choose, how I'm going to spend the next, whatever it was, like 15, 20 minutes is I'm going to sit here and just watch this. I'm not going to turn it on in the background while I do something else. I'm not going to like have a YouTube video on and also be on my phone reading something. Like, just sit down and breathe and rest and watch this video that I enjoy. So I don't know. There's just something about that. And I know I've talked before about how I like to turn on stuff in the background while I'm like doing laundry or whatever. And that's still true. But I just think noticing your habits with your screens and making intentional choices about it, whatever that looks like for you. Maybe you're like, hey, this is what I want to do. This is how I want to spend my time. And like, you've evaluated it and you choose that, then great. But don't just like do what I feel like we often do, is just like mindlessly gravitate towards scrolling on your phone instead of like making the conscious decision. Like, is this what I would like to do right now? Is there something better I could be spending my time on? I talked with Olivia about deleting Instagram off of my phone. And for the most part, I don't like think about it all the time. I don't look at it every day on my laptop or anything. I've probably been on Instagram like 3 times on my laptop since getting it off of my phone. And I honestly kind of feel about it how I felt about Facebook before I deleted Instagram. So a long time ago, I deleted Facebook off my phone. And every once in a while, like honestly, I probably get on Facebook on my computer like maybe once a week or so, if that. And I always in the beginning had this feeling like, oh, let me see if I'm missing anything. Let me see if anything important happened online. And almost always the answer was no, I'm not missing anything. Like, and I feel like it's tempting to be like, oh, there's people I only see online. And it's true, but it's like half of what people are sharing, it's not like these huge life events and changes. It's like stuff that you're like, oh, that's good. That's nice that that happened. Or I don't know. It's like stuff that it's okay that you don't know. And I just enjoy staying up to date with like people I'm really close to. And you can send texts. And I still use Snapchat quite a bit. And I just think it's fun to like choose like, hey, here's the people I'm updating all the time. And then when you get together with those other people, like hearing their life updates from them is just special and nice. And so now I kind of feel like that about Instagram. Like I'll get on every once in a while. Again, I might have like 3 times since deleting it off my phone. And number one, I don't spend anywhere near as much time on it as I did when it was on my phone. Like I'll check the notifications and like, you know, people that I usually would follow and like see what's going on. And then I'm like, okay, I'm done. Like I don't just scroll and go down these rabbit trails like I did before, where I know I literally, like I told you guys about, or told in the episode with Olivia about how the reason I deleted it is that I literally opened my phone and I just wanted to look at something. I'd literally already checked all of the people I follow, all of their stuff on Instagram. And I was just watching random people's random stuff that I don't know anything about them, don't know why I'm watching their video, don't even care about the topic or the content. And I was like, this has got to stop. So since deleting that, I did have a few times of opening my phone and like wanting that feeling that I had before of like just like an instant entertainment, I guess. And like, what do I, like opening my phone and being like, what do I click on now? Like, I don't have anything to look at because that's how I was spending my time. So anyways, sorry. I know that was kind of rambly, but I just wanted to share where we were at with that as well. I just realized that I did not even share my gratitude at the beginning of this episode. That is always how I start my episodes. I don't know what was going on in my head. But I'm going to pause right now and tell you what I'm grateful for today. So actually, this has been almost a week now, I guess, but I'm very grateful because we got to get together with my mom's side of the family last weekend, and it was so much fun. It was like a 5-hour drive for me, I guess, total, because like I drove to my family and then we all drove to go see my mom's side of the family. And so total, it was probably 5 hours and it was like a quick trip. So that was kind of crazy. And I definitely was very tired afterwards, but it was so much fun. I was so thankful to see all of them, kind of catch up on what's happening in everyone's lives. We had like a pretty just kind of delayed Christmas. So it was like almost a month after Christmas had happened. And we had what my mom called nacho average Christmas. Mom, if you're listening, good job planning it. It was great. She planned a lot of games and obviously nachos and different things. And so it was just a lot of fun. And then we got to stay with my cousins and stay up late talking to them. And it was just such a, like, your heart just feels full after that. And so I'm just so grateful for that and happy to have so many people in my life that I'm just thankful for on both sides of the family. And it was a lot of fun. So that's my gratitude. Okay, and then I had a few more specifically spiritual encouragements. And I do have references for a couple of them because they're Bible verses, but unfortunately, I also have a quote and I could not tell you who told me this. I just know that I heard it recently because I had all of these just kind of scribbled in the corner of my planner to look at throughout the week. And yeah, so I'm going to share them. But like I said, this first one is the one that I'm just so sorry if this came from your book or your podcast or whatever, but I'll just say this was not my quote. And it's really short, but it just says, seek a fresh encounter with God. And it just made me think of like, not getting into such a like rut of like, oh, this is how I have to spend time with God every single time, and seeking a fresh encounter with him, like doing something to get in his presence, find ways to kind of step outside of your regular routines and the craziness of life to specifically try to be in God's presence and just kind of welcome him into whatever's happening in your life. So for me, when I see seek a fresh encounter with God, that's what it means to me, is like doing something different than out of my routine, which is like just read my Bible in the morning. And so I did this morning with a little bit of like journaling, which is not typically a morning thing for me. I did say it's the weekend, so that helps. But also I think of seek a fresh encounter with God, like of being out in nature. And I often feel like being out in nature inspires me to just worship God or remember what he's done for me or remember how big he is and how small I am. And so I enjoyed that quote. And then the other three just kind of, they're verses. But I wrote these in my planner as either I heard them throughout the week or like one of them reminded me of another one. So these are all Bible verses. And it's kind of like new or freshness, you know, and just how God, being with God and learning from him throughout your life and your faith journey, like it's not going to just be stagnant and stay the same forever. And so the first one is Isaiah 43:19, and it says, behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. And I just like that, imagining God saying like, look, I'm doing something new. Like there's always more to learn. There's always more to see. He is always going to keep providing for us. He's always going to keep like bringing us closer to him, not letting us just stay where we are. Like, I think a lot of times you hear like, come as you are, or like, God will meet you where you are. And that's true, but he does not leave you where you were. Like, he is inviting you to do life with him and to give your life to Jesus and to just step into faith is to accept that like your life is going to change. The next one is Revelation 21:5, and it says, he who was seated on the throne said, behold, I am making all things new. That's just part of the verse, but that just stands out to me too. Like, especially that one is like, you know, in the end type of thing. Like, he's making all things new. It's all going to be restored and made whole, and I just find that encouraging as well. And then the next one is the verse that Olivia and I actually named this podcast after. It is Lamentations 3:22-23. And it says, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. And I just, all three of those, I think, are so just refreshing and good reminders that even if you're going through something that's difficult, or even if it seems like, you know, life is stressful or difficult, or you're just feeling really down, or you're going through a health problem or a mental health problem or a loss or anything like that, that new and good is coming. Like, God is going to restore, and he's going to use those hard things and turn them into good, because he is good and he loves you and he never changes. And I just thought I'd share those. I had those written down, like I said, in my planner so I could see them this week, and just remembering where the source of my hope and my encouragement comes from. And that is truly only from God. I feel like it's easy to put our expectations on other people, maybe on ourselves, on thinking like, oh, I'll be happy when I just get this next thing, or when I get to this next stage of life, or when I have a certain amount of money or whatever. And none of those things will ever satisfy you permanently. Even like I talked earlier about being so thankful for the people in my life, including my husband, my family, like the extended family on both sides, my friends. I'm so grateful for all of those people. And I think it's easy sometimes if you have so many people in your life, you feel like, especially if you feel very fulfilled socially or like from being around people, more like extroverted, it's easy to be like, oh, I'm happy when I'm with these people and I'm so thankful that I have this many people. And all of that is true, but we can't take our, you know, affirmation from that. We can't take our hope from that, because people are flawed, and I know that I am flawed. So like, just how I can't be there at all times for other people, like other people can't be there in all times and in all ways for me. And so I think we just need to remember where our true help and hope comes from, and that it is only from God, and that He is eternal, and He has made our souls eternal, and that that is where we get refreshed. And so I just wanted to encourage you, just like I was encouraged, to seek a new encounter with God and just get to experience how He is making all things new, and He's going to continue making all things new, and that He can use those things that are troublesome or difficult and turn it into something for our good. So anyways, I feel like this week I didn't have one specific topic, and it was just a little bit all over the place, because I just wanted to share encouraging quotes and verses from the week, and also kind of update about going outside every day, and maybe that will also inspire someone else. Not that I think you have to do the exact same thing, but just inspire you sometimes to think about going outside if you wouldn't have otherwise. So yeah, I just wanted to share those things this week, and I hope you guys all have a great week, and I would love to hear the quotes and verses, or just the things on your mind that you have found encouraging in this season of life, whether it's a difficult season of life or it's just the legitimate season outside of winter. That that is sometimes enough. So anyways, like I said, I'd love to hear from you. The Instagram account is Morning by Morning Podcast. You can always write in a review or a DM, anything like that. I typically make a post for each episode that comes out, and you could also comment on the post. So thank you again for listening, guys. I hope you have a great week and that you've heard something that will encourage you if it has been a rough one so far. I hope it only gets better. Thank you again for listening to another episode of the podcast. If you want to give feedback on this topic, share other topics you want to hear about, or share what you're grateful for, you can follow the Instagram page, Morning by Morning Podcast. I would love to hear from you. Remember to find something to be grateful for today.